This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It appears that the pause in fighting may have come to an end as plumes of smoke can be seen billowing across Gaza's skies. Last-minute negotiations between Israel and Hamas to extend the truce were overshadowed on Wednesday by an unconfirmed claim by Hamas that a 10-month-old baby Israeli hostage and his family had been killed. Shortly before the final release of women and children hostages scheduled under the pause in fighting, the military wing of Hamas said the youngest hostage, baby Kafir Bibas, had been killed in an earlier Israeli bombing, along with his 14-year-old brother, Ariel, and their mother. Israel said it was checking the claim, which was potentially explosive, as the family was among the highest-profile civilian hostages yet to be freed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
We've added our 31st ally, Finland, and the 32nd, Sweden, will soon be among us.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO headquarters in Brussels, the alliance meeting, and on the agenda, support for Ukraine.
Some are questioning whether the United States and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine as we enter the second winter of Putin's brutality. But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
The United States has charged an Indian national with conspiring to assassinate a U.S. citizen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan said on Wednesday the target had advocated for a sovereign state for Sikhs. In Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The ruling emir of oil-rich Kuwait was hospitalized on Wednesday due to an emergency health problem, but later reported to be in stable condition, renewing the long-standing concerns over his health since he became ruler in 2020. The U.S. Treasury Department said on Wednesday it had imposed sanctions on more than 20 Iranian individuals and entities for their involvement in financial facilitation networks to benefit Iran's defense ministry and other parts of its military. The United Nations Rights Office says at least 40 civilians were killed last weekend by Al-Qaeda-linked rebels trying to take control of a besieged town in Burkina Faso's hard-hit northern region. The militants in the attack on Sunday also wounded 42 people and set fire to three camps for internally displaced people. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday in a statement the attack was a war crime. About half of Burkina Faso is outside government control. A 13-year-old Senegalese migrant in the Canary Islands in July arrived by boat. Now, as we hear in this report from Reuters correspondent David Doyle, he's finding success in a local form of wrestling that just might improve his chances of being able to stay.
Sheikh Ndar has faced bigger challenges than this. His first wrestling tournament in the Canary Islands. The Senegalese 13-year-old arrived unaccompanied on the Spanish Islands in July. He travelled to El Hierro by wooden fishing boat, a journey on which he says many died. Since then, he's taken up lucha canaria, a traditional form of wrestling in the Canary Islands. And he's been a quick learner. Ndar is one of around 5,000 unaccompanied minors to reach the archipelago this year, among a record 34,000 African migrants.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says the coordinator of a center for young migrants, says those who can do this wrestling stand a better chance of being among the 50 minors who can be accommodated on the island. Argentina president-elect Javier Milei will appoint Luis Caputo as his economy minister. Milei said this in an interview on the radio on Wednesday in Buenos Aires after a two-day trip to the United States. Caputo, seen as a market-friendly pick, was part of the entourage that traveled with the radical libertarian, whose plans to lead the country out of economic crisis include dollarizing the economy. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.